How you hold communion with nature first as your first stage, what you need to do is you've got to hold communion with yourself. You need to hold communion with yourself. This means you've got to defend yourself. Based upon such strenuous efforts for you to pursue essence, of course, you need to study a lot of things as development of knowledge. After reaching some sort of certain development of your knowledge, then you are ready to cultivate yourself, of course, cultivation is differentiated from developing your knowledge. And for you to cultivate yourself, of course, you do enjoy pursuing something essential. Cultivation by cultivation, you are ready to go forth in your cultivation. Then, upon occasion, you need to hold communion with yourself. This means you need to review what you have been studying, what you have been cultivating. You've got to review a lot of things regarding two pieces here, there, any other places, like about your knowledge you get and your process to cultivate yourself. You have two aspects you've got to review. After doing so, or through doing so, then you're ready to hold communion with nature. Nature itself is the ultimate stage for you to pursue. I think you remember that there is, I say, such ideal state. There is the very, very cultivation of the cultivation. Through lifting the door things, I think you're ready to hold communion with nature means you're going to be a part of nature. This is your ultimate stage. This is your ultimate goal you are searching for. Usually, people have no consciousness of that. After you are here, then you're ready to follow such idea. In order to hold communion with nature, beforehand, you need to hold communion with yourself. Without holding communion with yourself, you have no access. You are not entitled to hold communion with nature. So, holding communion with nature means this is the ultimate naturalization.